And very happy to go to our IntelliSystems phone system now and welcome in business consultant Larry Rudwick. Larry, the business tune-ups guy. You can find him on the web at businesstuneups.com. And, of course, you can always read Larry's column each month in the Buzz on Biz free monthly newspaper available at just about every grocery store in town, online at buzzon.biz, or his column and much, much more on his website, businesstuneups.com. Larry, welcome back into the Buzz on Biz. Happy to have you here.
Thank you, Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. All right, now, we kind of teased this with our listeners at the open of the show. Where are you right now?
I'm up in New York State.
I presume you're on vacation up there, but you're still taking time out to do radio interviews. You're working today, and this comes to using your time properly, some of it for work, some of it for vacation. When you're in the office, it's plan your work day and work your plan is how I like to say it. But you have taught me and John Patrick here, I presume, over the years we've talked to you, that time is the new currency. And you want to talk a little bit about how valuable it is.
The fact is, when you stop and think about it, it doesn't matter how much money you have or how many friends you have. The only thing you have a real scarcity of is time. That's all we have. And so that's really what you want to make the most of.
Now, I had a friend who, somebody would say, oh, man, I need a little more time. He'd say, all you got is all you're going to get.
The fact is, I've broken down time management into three real basic things. The first thing is, when you're going to do something, you want to make sure that you're doing important things that you absolutely need to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. The second thing is, when you do them, make sure that you do them in a time-efficient way. If you're going to do important things and it's going to take you forever, that's not an efficient use of time. If you can get what you need done quickly and right, that's the second step. And the third step is to delegate things that you need to do when that's appropriate, when you can find other people that can do it better, do it less expensively than you can on your own.
Larry, it's the third thing that always interests me, in that how do you know when it's the proper time to delegate?
You got to stand back and look at, what are your goals? Are you running a business that you want to grow? If that's the case, and that's who my main clients are, you got to stand back and say, if I had extra time, could I do things that are going to bring in a lot of money, like whatever, $200, $300 an hour? And if so, am I doing things that I could hire somebody for $15 an hour to do? If I'm doing $15 an hour task, and so I don't have time to do $200 an hour task, then that's a good time to look for someone, at least part-time, to delegate to.
You've got in here, you know, do the important things that they need to do. And I guess the same question, do you use the same criteria to determine what's important to you to do?
You know, I'm an idea person. I can come up with a list, either for myself or for others, that's a mile long. I keep thinking, I should do this, I should do that, or you should do this. And if you come up with a long list, chances are most of that list are not truly important things. You need to prioritize the list and figure out what's the most important things on that list. What's the things, in the case of running a business, that's going to make the business more efficient, that's going to make the business a significant amount of money in compared to how much time and energy and money it's going to take to do that thing.
One of the things that sometimes I actually have to write on my list, Larry, that's important to do, is to get a little bit of time away from it to get some sleep, to keep myself sharp, which leads me into, for me at least, I can't speak for anybody else, that's important, and that has to be a priority if I'm going to be effective in what I do. Because it's not just about working long, hard hours. I'm not at my best then, and I'm actually better if I'm fewer hours, smarter, and sharper, I guess is where I'm going.
I hear you, and I could definitely relate. I will work odd hours, and I have the pleasure and ability to do that when I work with clients and I'm working on projects for them. I can work at any hour of the day that fits me. So I was up last night at 11, 12 o'clock working on a project for someone, and I was making good progress, and then I realized, I need to print it out and proof it. By the time I did that, I started realizing, well, I'm not at my best. If I continue now, it's going to take me forever, and I probably won't do such a good job. So I need to do something else, i.e., go to bed.
Hey, Larry, in the couple of minutes that we have left, obviously, to me, it seems like most of your advice is geared toward the entrepreneur, who in many cases is in charge of their own time. Do these rules also apply to the working stiff, the person who may not be in charge of their own time?
I think the working staff in a well-run business should be pretty much in charge of their own time, you know, unless you're working on an assembly line making automobiles or something like that. If you have professionals working under the owner, the owner should be delegating job to his subordinate, and the subordinate should know when are these projects due, what's the priority, and then make sure that they get things done on time and that they do things also when they're feeling like they can really knock out a project. Sometimes you may have two or three projects and they're going to be very different, and you may feel like you can really master one at this moment, and I really don't feel like I can do very well on another project at this moment, but maybe the next day you'll feel that you're in the mood to do something very different. And so hopefully you'll have the luxury to decide when is a good time to do various things.
And Larry, as we get ready to wrap up with you, I think we're leaving one big question unasked probably, and that's, we're doing all of this evaluating of how we use our time and such. Am I the best person to evaluate my own time? Might I be leaving money on the table?
You very well are. The fact is, everyone should have at least one other person to run their ideas by or even kind of act as a boss. Even if you're the owner of a company, it's very good to have someone else, such as a business coach, to go in there and really talk to the owner and find out what are they really doing and treat the owner like a business partner. You know, a lot of companies do not have true business partners, but one of the roles of a business coach is to take the role of a part-time business partner and hold the owner accountable for what they do, because really no one else will. Chances are their spouse won't. Chances are their employees won't either.
Well, those people have all got a vested interest in the business or in the person and seeing the person happy. They may not give them the most objective view, and that's where a business coach, a business consultant like Larry Rudwick, Larry the Business Tune-Ups Guy, comes in. You can give Larry a call anytime or just find him on the web. All the contact information is there at businesstuneups.com. And, of course, as I mentioned at the top of the interview, you can read Larry's column each and every month in the Buzz on Biz free monthly newspaper on Larry's website at businesstuneups.com or on the Buzz on Biz website at buzzon.biz. Cousin Larry, always a good time to talk to you. We appreciate you spending a few minutes with us on the Buzz on Biz. And speaking for both of us here, we appreciate your insights.
Very good. Thanks very much, Bill. Talk to you next month.
See you, Larry.
Look forward to it. Bye, Larry.